News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:06 on FM Talk 106.5. It's Mobile Mornings with Dalton Orwig alongside Kelly Finley. Got to be careful today. Rain in the forecast. Looks like a band of occasional thunderstorms moving through the area. Got a band just west of us right now. Should be moving into the area. We'll get more from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He'll fill us in on all the details. Also, what we can expect over the weekend and going into the New Year's with all the New Year's Eve celebrations. But right now, we'll start the morning off with Kane and your traffic update.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Hallsville, NAVCO, they do have an accident with injuries. We've got the showers just starting to come in, and they're going to be strong lines of showers, so be careful. We've already got the gusty winds ahead of it, so be patient on the roadways. It's the 23rd season of the Magic Christmas and Lights at Bellingrath Gardens and Home with new enhancements and music on the Great Lawn. The show features 3 million lights and 15 scenes set out on the walking tour of the 65-acre garden estate. Open nightly 5 to 9 through December 31st, closed New Year's Day. See them at Bellingrath. .org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be in the lower 70s. Tonight, cloudy with a few showers, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
8 minutes after the hour, this is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig, Kelly Finley in the studio as well. Sean Sullivan will be back soon. Hope you're ready to have a great Friday and final weekend of 2018.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, lots of people have plans, specifically surrounding college football, with the college football playoff semifinals starting tomorrow and the Auburn game today, which, by the way, will air right here on FM Talk 106.5. It's a 12:30 kickoff, so pregame begins at 9:30. You can start listening right after the morning show. We'll pick up 30 minutes of the Mike Gallagher show and then right into football for the afternoon. Right now, it's time to check the news headlines for this Friday. Here's Kelly Finley.
And just a gentle reminder to get voting. Right.
That's right, yeah. Alabamian of the Year voting. We're wrapping up the second round in the next couple days. I'll fill you in on who all we have left.
I'm really excited about this because you get to, unlike other, you know, things you may have voted for in the past, you get to see real-time results as to who's leading and how it's going. And you can vote how many times a day?
Well, you can vote once per computer. So if you're someone, I don't know, if you go to Best Buy or Costco or Sam's
Club,
you could probably vote about 30 times, but if you only have the one computer, well, you better make it count.
I didn't even think about that. You are so smart. Okay. It's 6:09 on your Friday morning TGIF, and as Kane mentioned, be safe out there. Very foggy start to your Friday, and I saw a number of lightning flashes, so just be mindful of that. Happening right now, the search is on for a missing work release inmate. 31-year-old Curtis Singleton was assigned to a job location right here in Mobile Thursday night. The Alabama Department of Corrections confirms that Singleton left his assigned job location around 5 p.m. He was an inmate at the Mobile Work Release Center here in the Port City. He was last seen wearing a dark-colored shirt and blue jeans. He is a Caucasian male with brown hair and brown eyes, 5 feet 5 inches tall, about 130 pounds. Singleton is serving a 7-year sentence for his conviction of manufacturing a controlled substance from Baldwin County. If you have information which can lead to his recapture, you can either call 911 or ADOC, their number 1-800-831-8825. Three people have been arrested after trying to smuggle narcotics into an Alabama prison. Newsflash, you cannot do that.
Not allowed.
No, not at all.
The guards don't like that.
They don't. And neither do the canines, because they were brought in for this situation. On Tuesday, the Alabama Department of Corrections arrested 39-year-old Michael Alley, 34-year-old Priscilla Alley, and 38-year-old John Daysinger at the Easterling Correctional Facility in Clio. Prison officials say a corrections canine, that's who found the methamphetamines, the marijuana, the flacca, the cell phones, the phone chargers, the batteries, and other contraband, which was concealed inside of two backpacks, which belonged to the suspects. See, about 7:30 in the morning, the canine found those two backpacks. The suspects dropped them very close to the perimeter fence. When the three were spotted near the prison, they were detained for questioning.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Right. You cannot do that. So a little bit about them. Allie and Daysinger, they're charged with trafficking methamphetamines, unlawful possession of marijuana, conspiracy to promote prison contraband, and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. And Priscilla, she's the wife of Michael, she was arrested and charged with conspiracy to commit a controlled substance crime and conspiracy to promote prison contraband. Now get this. Okay, so they were all taken to the Barber County Jail, but get this. Michael and Daysinger, they both have prior drug convictions.
No.
Yes. Mike... Michael Alley was released from prison on parole to the county's community corrections program after serving 3 years of a 25-year sentence for manufacturing a controlled substance. Daysinger received a 5-year sentence in 2017. He was just released from prison December 1st, 2018.
Come on.
That would be 27 days ago. Children, well, if you're listening, this is why you don't do that. Because the canine... we'll find you.
Yeah, I think the canine, I think they like having a little challenge every now and then. They probably appreciate it.
Yeah, phone chargers, batteries, flacca, marijuana, methamphetamine, cell phones, and other contrabands. Oh yeah, canine's got you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you very much, Kelly. 6:12 now on FM Talk. And the three big things on FMTalk106.5.com. Yesterday, the U.S. stocks, wow, a wild day. They went way down and they came way back up. Just like a roller coaster. U.S. stocks rallied yesterday, raced a big drop in the Dow Jones Industrial. Also, the oldest World War II veteran, Richard Overton, dies at 112. What a fascinating story. We'll go over his story this morning. And also... awful stat out there coming out yesterday. Deaths of police officers on duty on the rise in the United States. Now, Kelly mentioned it earlier. We are in the second round of voting for the 2018 Alabamian of the Year. And you can place your votes right now. We'll wrap up second round voting over the next couple of days. Then we'll move into the... we'll have eight nominees remaining, then we'll get into the quarterfinals, then the final, and then we will have our Alabamian of the Year at the very beginning of next week as we call in the new year. Yep.
What's I'm up sorry, there? This is really important. This is breaking news. This is attention to our Fulton residents.
Okay.
Some homes in the subdivision next to Pole Mill are being evacuated. Mm. A temporary shelter has been opened at the Fulton Baptist Church because we're talking about the heavy rains and the flooding, that concern. This is coming from the Clark County Emergency Management Agency.
Okay.
You are being told to evacuate.
I've spent lots and lots of time in Fulton, so hope the residents there stay safe. Okay. It's never fun to have to evacuate your homes.
No.
We'll keep you updated when we get more information on that in the morning. I recommend that those in Fulton wait to vote in the Alabamian of the Year until things are settled down and
I'm
safe.
I'm glad you said that.
And they've probably lost internet. They're up there in Clark County. Any kind of rain that starts coming through or anything
like
that.
That's the first thing to go.
Yeah,
internet.
Pretty much. Uh-huh. Cell signal and internet. You could vote today. We moved into the next round. Yesterday, the voting ended for the first bracket in the second round. Mm-hmm. And the four winners, Mobile City Council and the Mayor Stimson Drama here in Mobile. The Baldwin County Rabid Foxes were far and away the winner. They had 25%. They were the leading vote getter so far. Uh-huh. The state lottery debate moved into the next round, and also former Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Now, today, we've got eight more nominees you can vote on today and tomorrow. Austin President P. Ryan, who's been feeding the homeless for, what, a year and a half now or over a year, just turned 5 years old on Christmas Eve or right before Christmas. Great story. Austin's one of the coolest and best kids you'll ever see or read about. Auburn basketball head coach Bruce Pearl, who led them to an SEC championship in 2018. The high-stepping turkeys, Clyde and Henrietta. You knew they were going to move on to the next round. Jalen Hurts, who came in and saved the day as the backup quarterback for Alabama, reversing exactly what happened in last year's national championship game. The Ladd Peebles and USA Stadium debate, which kind of goes hand in hand, almost. They happened at the same time, two different sports. The Mobile Bay Bears and Rocket City Trash Pandas thing that went on earlier this year. Also, One of the funniest stories in Alabama this year, except for the people that live in Florence, Alabama, the New York poop train that came all the way down from the north and just stayed in Florence during the heat of summer and made every single resident mad until they finally moved it. And remember, the Febreze train came in after that. Febreze sent sent a lot of Febreze to help the town of Florence out. And finally, Rodney Smith Jr., who, much like Austin President P. Ryan, was doing tons of good. And, you know, I didn't check in on Rodney Smith for a while, but I know he and Austin P. Ryan were both named to CNN's five people who inspired us this year. But Rodney Smith, who was originally cutting the yards in cutting yards for the elderly or disabled in all 50 states, he accomplished that goal. He moved on to a new goal, which he called the Christmas Tour. And he again started visiting all 50 states to surprise homeless people by giving them what they wanted for Christmas. He would ask what they wanted for Christmas and then show up a little bit of a time later with what they asked for. That's so sweet. You could vote the top four vote getters for that, move into the next round. Then we'll start voting all again on Sunday. We'll have our winner at the beginning of next week. 617 right now. Got a bunch of bowl games to talk about in sports coming up right after this.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
I'm Katarina Luktich for WKRG News 5. Mobile police are looking for two men wanted for a shooting that injured two people on Christmas Day. Police say Konaya Dubose and Dion Johnson were armed with rifles when they shot at a car with two adults and two children inside. The two adults were hit and taken to the hospital. Johnson was out on bond for a murder charge. He's awaiting trial for a 2016 murder. If you know where either Konaya Dubose or Dion Johnson are, please call Mobile Police. Authorities in Crestview say a homeless man almost blew up a church. Police say Christopher Stanton tried to light a cigarette on the gas stove in the church and left it on overnight. With that much gas, police say it could have leveled First Presbyterian Church of Crestview and damaged nearby buildings. Today is the visitation for a 15-year-old murdered in Mobile on Christmas Eve. Visitation for Ja'Cory Smith will be from 1 to 6 at Heritage Funeral Home on South Broad Street. Ja'Cory will be laid to rest after a celebration of life ceremony tomorrow. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luktich.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Good morning, 619 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Clemson will officially be without three players in tomorrow's Cotton Bowl playoff semifinal game, including starting defensive lineman Dexter Lawrence, after B samples of NCAA drug tests also showed trace amounts of a banned substance. The Tigers had been preparing for its Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic matchup with Notre Dame, assuming that Lawrence would not play. The junior, who's widely projected as a future first-round NFL draft pick, has not practiced with the team since Clemson learned of the initial positive test late last week. Yesterday, Lawrence told media that he had no idea how the substance got into his system and denied ever taking performance-enhancing drugs. The other two Tigers whose suspensions were upheld are tight end Braden Galloway and offensive lineman Zach Giella. All three now face a suspension of up to 1 year pending appeal, although Lawrence is eligible to enter the NFL draft this spring. Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney said the school was investigating potential ways that the substance, Ostarine, could have been consumed without knowledge by the suspended players. Swinney said the school is looking at supplements, treatment, including its saltwater float pool, and aspects of treatment that Lawrence received following off-season surgery. If this is the end of Lawrence's career at Clemson, he'll finish with 133 tackles, including 19.5 for a loss and 10.5 sacks. Yesterday, there were three more bowl games played. Duke beat Temple 56-27 in the Walk-On's Independence Bowl. Duke quarterback Daniel Jones threw for 423 yards and 5 touchdowns, and TJ Romming caught 12 passes for 240 yards and 2 scores in the win. Wisconsin crushed Miami 35-3 in the New Era Pinstripe Bowl. Badgers running back Jonathan Taylor ran for 205 yards and a touchdown and was named the game MVP. And last night, Baylor beat Vanderbilt 45-38 in a shootout. Baylor quarterback Charlie Brewer threw for 384 yards and two touchdowns, also ran for 109 yards with another score. Vanderbilt running back Keyshawn Vaughn ran for 243 yards and two touchdowns on only 13 carries. Starting today, there are plenty more college football bowl games with lots of SEC teams in action. It all starts at 12:30 this afternoon when Auburn faces Purdue in Nashville's Music City Bowl. The Tigers are favored by 3.5 points. And of course, you can hear the game right here, as always, on FM Talk 106.5. The pregame show begins at 9:30 this morning. At 4:15 this afternoon, number 16 West Virginia takes on number 20 Syracuse in the Camping World Bowl. Then at 8 tonight, number 13 Washington State and number 24 Iowa State meet in the Alamo Dome in San Antonio for the Alamo Bowl. Tomorrow morning at 11, two SEC games, the Peach Bowl in Atlanta between number 7 Michigan and number 10 Florida, and the Belk Bowl between South Carolina and Virginia. Then at 12:15, Arkansas State faces Nevada in the Arizona Bowl. After that, two games that the nation has been waiting for nearly a month. At 3 p.m., the first college football playoff semifinal game kicks off on ESPN with number 2 Clemson facing number 3 Notre Dame in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic. Clemson is favored by 13 points. After that, at 7 p.m., number 1 Alabama and number 4 Oklahoma finally face off in Miami in the Capital One Orange Bowl. Alabama will be without linebackers Terrell Lewis and Christopher Allen as they continue to recover from ACL injuries, as well as three players that were suspended earlier this week, including starting offensive lineman Deontay Brown. Nick Saban confirmed yesterday that Brown, Elliott Baker, and Kedrick James will not play again this season and may never suit up for Bama again after committing unannounced NCAA violations. Still, the oddsmakers feel good about Alabama's chances. Tide are favored by 14 points over the Sooners. More bowl games coming up on Monday and Tuesday. We'll take a look at those on New Year's Eve. And as we enter the final days of 2018, the Associated Press announced this week that tennis star Serena Williams is the female athlete of the year and basketball great LeBron James is the male athlete of the year. The award is given to the athletes that received the most votes by AP members and editors. It's the fifth time that Serena has won the award and the third time that LeBron has won. 6:23 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
When Joe Namath threw 53 yards to Bob Hayes.
And Dan Marino threw 2 touchdown passes.
But Bo Jackson was stopped at the goal line.
And then Stan White hit Kevin Lee
for a 50-yard touchdown.
It's the 70th Annual Senior Bowl, Saturday, January 26th. Enjoy game week events like the Reese's Senior Bowl Experience and Coca-Cola Meet the Players. Then get your game on at the Piggly Wiggly Tailgate Party, the 70th Annual Reese's Senior Bowl. Get tickets at area Piggly Wiggly stores and at seniorbowl.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast will expect cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be in the lower 70s. Tonight, cloudy with a few showers, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. We have strong lines of showers now moving through Mobile and Baldwin County areas, so be careful. So far, state troopers are clear. Mobile Police Department do have an accident with injuries at Hallsville and Navco. It's going to be right in the middle of the roadway through the showers. Ring in 2019 in luxury. When you celebrate at the Battle House Hotel, they've got their New Year's Eve package for two, including a three-course New Year's Eve dinner, deluxe hotel room, chilled champagne, New Year's Eve survival favors, and breakfast on New Year's Day. Call 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 6:24 now, FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines on this Friday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Mobile Police, they need your help this morning. Not only do they want you to be on the lookout for a thief helping themselves to vehicles, they're also reminding you, especially this time of year, don't leave packages, you know, visible to those who may be walking by your vehicle. Put it in your trunk if you have one. Don't leave purses out. Listen to what happened Thursday outside of the Miss Lisa's Gym on East I-65 Service Road. A passenger inside of what looks to be a light-colored, probably silver Nissan SUV was seen getting out of that vehicle and breaking the driver's side window of a Suburban and taking a purse inside that vehicle. The movements all caught on surveillance video Shortly thereafter, a middle-aged woman walked into the Dollar General store on Old Shell Road using the victim's credit card. And investigators say, now I'm not sure how you do this at Dollar General, okay? Mm-hmm. But they say she charged around $600 worth of merchandise. Ooh,
that's like an entire row there.
Or two. it's holiday time, so, you know, things are like 50% off.
Yeah.
Call police if you have information or if you have seen this vehicle. That number, 251-208-7211. If you're just waking up, good morning. We told you just a few minutes ago in our last update about the situation happening in Clark County. If you know someone who lives there, or perhaps that's you, the rain that's coming your way, that is a concern. The Clark County Emergency Management Agency is advising residents there to evacuate. And here's the notice. Attention Fulton residents. Some homes in the subdivision next to Pole Mill are being evacuated. A temporary shelter has been open at the Fulton Baptist Church. We're going to stay on top of this story. Do you want to... Yes.
Yeah, so this is just Fulton right now, yes. not the rest of Clark County.
No.
Just Fulton.
This is just for right now.
Okay.
But as you were describing the area, you know, and this is going into this news headline that I want to talk about, is this weather. Mm-hmm. Because the National Weather Service, they've raised the projections for rainfall totals, and they're thinking some areas could get up to 8 inches.
Wow.
Beginning now into next week. We're talking about flash flood watches in effect. Also, the wind advisories are in effect. So when you combine the wind and the rain, you know, we're talking power outages and dangerous driving situations. So it sounds like they're being very proactive there. We're hoping to keep you informed as to what's going on wherever you may be traveling today. More heavy rain is expected throughout the weekend. Of course, Dr. Bill will join us shortly and give you the very latest and greatest when it comes to your Friday forecast, your weekend forecast, and looking into next week. Weather is so powerful, and it can most certainly impact plans you thought you were going to have. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. And yeah, we'll be talking with Dr. Bill in just about 5 minutes. It's going to be important to get updated on everything that's going on. We'll be back. More Mobile Mornings. Like I said, we'll talk with Dr. Bill when we get back. Hopefully everyone in Fulton stays safe. Small town, but certainly some good people there. We'll be back. Mobile Mornings on the way right here on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Katarina Lukatich for WKRG News 5. Today is the visitation for a 15-year-old murdered in Mobile on Christmas Eve. Visitation for Ja'Cory Smith will be from 1 to 6 at Heritage Funeral Home on South Broad Street. Ja'Cory will be laid to rest after a celebration of life ceremony tomorrow. Authorities in Crestview say a homeless man almost blew up a church. Police say Christopher Stanton tried to light a cigarette on the gas stove in the church and left it on overnight. With that much gas, police say it could have leveled First Presbyterian Church of Crestview and damaged nearby buildings. A 12-year-old from Baldwin County will be featured on a Food Network show. Brooklyn Kaiser from Silver Hill will be competing in the upcoming season of the Kids Baking Championship. The show premieres on January 7th at 8 p.m. Mobile police are looking for two men wanted for a shooting that injured two people on Christmas Day. Police say Konaya Dubose and Dion Johnson were armed with rifles when they shot at a car with two adults and two children inside. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Lukatich. Local coverage you can count on.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
FM Talk 106.5. This is your kind of station. Your views, your opinions, your money. We're all about what's important to you. Local, informative, with your attitude. And we believe this is a great environment to advertise your business. We have thousands of listeners who should be your customers. If you're interested in advertising to a large group of 35 to 64-year-old Gulf Coast residents who share your ideas, we're the perfect vehicle for you. Hi, this is Bill Roth, Director of Sales for FM Talk 106.5, and I'd welcome the opportunity to speak with you about increasing your business. Please give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, and we'll discuss how FM Talk 106.5 can help your business win big. That number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're talk radio on crystal clear digital FM stereo at 106.5, and we can help your business succeed.
Top House Democrats preparing to take control of key committees next week have called for the preservation of all evidence related to the two child deaths in Customs and Border Protection custody. Late last night, the autopsy on the second child, an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala, showed he had the flu, and correspondent Dan Simon tells us why his parents brought him to the border.
They're saying that the reason why they brought the son is because they were under the impression that when you bring a child, that you have a better chance of gaining entry into the United States, that they were encouraged by their neighbors to bring a child.
The Syrian government says its forces have entered the town of Manbij, held by U.S. allies, the Kurds. A top Kurdish official says the Syrian troops have arrived but have not taken over the city, and the U.S. troops based outside it have not withdrawn. A storm soaking the eastern seaboard today may cause flight delays from Atlanta to Boston, with flooding possible in the southeast. Pre-market trading shows more gains ahead at the opening bell on Wall Street, with stock futures up across the boards. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. About 25% of the federal government has been shut down since Saturday, with roughly 800,000 workers affected, including an estimated 350,000 on furlough at home without pay. That's kept the Liberty Bell and Independence Hall in Philadelphia closed to tourists during what's usually their second busiest time of year. Officials at the private tourism and marketing group Visit Philadelphia have donated $32,000 to let an estimated 25,000 people see the attractions today, tomorrow, and Sunday. We get a snapshot of pending home sales for November later today. The Consumer Confidence Index sank to its lowest level since July. The Conference Board says consumers' views of current economic conditions and their outlook for the next 6 months both fell in December. One factor that took Wall Street on a wild ride yesterday that ended with a late-day comeback to push the Dow up 260 points. The Nasdaq added 25, the S&P gained 21. Futures are cautiously higher at this hour. That's Your Money Now.
You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state. Unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices help them become a leader in industries that range from agriculture and cybersecurity to aerospace and advanced manufacturing. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:34 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig alongside Kelly Finley. Time to check in on the weather for today and the rest of the weekend. Here's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
So rain has been moving into the area for a little while now. Not much rain specifically in our area yesterday, but Mississippi caught a bunch.
Yeah, the cold front basically stalled late yesterday over Mississippi and all through the night, and thus was continuous rain over interior southeast Mississippi, where rainfall totals now in some areas have exceeded 10 inches. And that area of rain now has begun to move to the east, and we're experiencing that across the city right now and moving into Baldwin County. Fortunately, it is on the move, but whereas in Mississippi, it stayed there all night. But we'll pick up a couple of inches of rain or maybe more this morning as the frontal system moves through. And so it'll be a cloudy day with showers, and the temperatures will be in the lower 70s, although we may see it cool a little bit this afternoon down into the 60s after the front moves through. Tonight, that front will eventually stall over the Florida Panhandle, and that's going to keep showers in our area for tomorrow. And so tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers, cooler tomorrow, and we'll see temperatures in the lower 60s as opposed to the low 70s today. As for the rest of the weekend, with that front over the northern Gulf close to the coast, we'll have cloudy skies on Sunday. Again, a chance for a few showers with temperatures in the upper 60s. Monday and Tuesday, well, the rain comes back in full force. On Monday, a low-pressure system forms over the western Gulf, and it brings widespread rainfall activity on Monday. We warm up into the low 70s. And then for Tuesday, that system will be affecting us with numerous showers, high in the mid-60s. So we really don't see any kind of an improvement getting out of this rainfall pattern until we get into late next week.
Dr. Bill, is that band of weather moves into our area right now, a flash flood warning in Clark County until 9:30 in the morning. What's the potential for severe weather as it moves in right now? As you were talking, thunder started rolling right outside the FM Talk studios.
Yeah, there's a few thunderstorms embedded within this rain area. There's a slight chance that some damaging winds could occur, but for the most part, this is going to be a lot of heavy rain, and it's going to affect us particularly over the next next hour or so, and then we'll just experience showers for the rest of the morning.
And right now, the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, hottest ticket that we have right here in the studio. Where can people get it if they can't make it by the FM Talk 106.5 studios?
Yeah, we have a number of locations here in Mobile, Robert Moore Christmastown in West Mobile, Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on I-65, and West Marine. There's a couple of locations at I-65 and Airport Boulevard, and also down at Dog River. And over the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Lankford Allstate, both are in Fairhope. Autocraft Collision Centers, several locations across Baldwin County. And over at Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59. They all have copies. You can remember, they're free. So pick up one or pick up some for your friends.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Bill. And we'll be checking in with you throughout the morning to keep us updated. You know, I want to thank you as we enter the end of 2018. Thank you so much for keeping us updated every day on the weather. And I would put you in our Alabamian of the Year bracket, but you would win every single year. It would not be a fair contest. So I just want to pass that along.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. We'll talk with you soon, and get ready for the weekend weather scale coming up in the next hour. I know you're crunching numbers right now.
We're doing it.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Bill. That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Get his forecast twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5, except in the morning show where we give them to you five times an hour. That's how good it gets. All right, 6:38 now on FM Talk 106.5. Check in with traffic and Kane in just a minute. And news headlines with Kelly Finley right after this.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, strong lines of showers now through Mobile and Balmy County. I-10 eastbound just west of 181. I've got a car in a ditch. Also now a lot in Schillinger. The lights are in flash mode, so be careful. That's not the only intersection. 90 in Rangeline and other accident. And now reporting state troopers are there. 45 just south of Barney Carter Road, just south of Citronelle. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, get the all-new 2019 Toyota with 0% financing for up to 60 months. Model 8377. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
20 minutes till 7 on this final Friday of 2018. Kelly, as you mentioned, that they were evacuating a subdivision in Fulton, Alabama, there in Clark County because of potential flooding. Yes. My buddy Ben and buddy of FM Talk 106.5 reminded me of that this was the same place that flooded back in April of this year, right off of Highway 43. Ben added, they've done a lot of work to the drainage under Highway 43 since then. Hopefully it does a better job of taking care of that potential flooding today. But just to be safe, they've evacuated a subdivision in Fulton right next to the mill.
It's a scary situation because, you know, you hear about weather, but when it directly impacts you, it's very easy to panic. But hopefully we've got listeners who are passing the word, letting people know what's going on so that they can be ultra prepared.
And just as a reminder, I know our listeners don't need the reminder, but we all know of the areas that we drive around daily that pull up with water. And if you're driving in a new area or a place you don't travel through very often, be very careful because there are parts of the roads that pool with water. And if you were listening to Kane's traffic update, plenty of things you need to watch out for on the road. There's already been quite a few wrecks this morning. Right now it's time to check the news headlines for this Friday. Here's Kelly.
Thank you very much, Dalton. New information on a Christmas Day accident as a victim has been identified. Alabama State Troopers confirmed that 64-year-old Deborah Scruggs, she died when her SUV crashed into an 18-wheeler on Conecuh County Road 22. There were two passengers in the SUV with her. They were transported to the hospital with injuries, but they did survive. The truck driver was not injured. The investigation continues at this hour into what caused that crash. Now, you know, we talk about Airport Boulevard all the time and all that we see out there, but this has got to be a first for me. We know it's busy out there, but drivers yesterday were startled when a man intentionally rammed their vehicles. According to Mobile Police, 71-year-old Joseph Saxon hit four vehicles. He was driving eastbound on Airport Boulevard from Foreman Road to Downtowner Boulevard. Police say he hit three of those vehicles several times.
Wow. Come on.
I know. How did you pick those vehicles? Did you say eeny, meeny, miny, mo?
It was so early. He was probably every car that he saw on the road he was going after.
Wait, right. This was daylight time. It wasn't. Yep. So one of the victims suffered minor injuries, but didn't need to go to the hospital. Saxon was arrested and charged with criminal mischief, assault, and reckless endangerment. I couldn't even imagine, because whenever I have the children in the car, I'm always talking to them about the importance of being a good driver and how you don't just pay attention to what's in front of you. You're always checking your mirrors. I couldn't imagine seeing this person in my rearview mirror.
Am I the only one that when I'm driving down the road, you have to be prepared for all situations,
yes,
but I'm always wondering which direction I'll need to go if the worst occurs.
Yeah.
If someone comes over from the other lanes, uh-huh, and comes at you, are you going to turn right? Are you going to play chicken with them and try to figure out where they're going?
And is there a shoulder for you to get over to, or is there an embankment that you may roll down? Look at that lightning show outside.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. So just be mindful of that. That's some busyness happening. And during the holidays, you see a peak in all types of emotions and actions.
And then Saxon's mugshot looked like he had a bit of a shiner there on his right eye as well. Hitting some of these vehicles, he had a cut over his right eye. I don't know if he had that before the accidents or after. I'm guessing that it happened during the wrecks.
There's some instability here.
Yeah.
Instability.
Yeah.
Thank you. What I was going to say, this is just a type of situation that you don't want to see, not now, but not never,
right,
as they say. But I'm interested in this investigation. I'm interested to see what led to these chain of events.
I would hope that it was a medical issue and not just a someone that wants to just cause harm to everyone.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look good.
No, it does not. So just wanted to keep you posted if you were in that area. We actually were, and I was wondering what was going on. Now I know.
Mm.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Next time we chit-chat, we're going to talk to you about a major purchase, a multi-million dollar deal that has happened for a local company.
Ooh, I'm interested.
And it's all about the sweets.
Oh, now I'm really interested. Thanks, Kelly. Yeah. 6:45 on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back with sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
It's the Ram Big Finish event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. Right now, current competitive pickup owners finance and get $9,800 in total values on select all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Go to ramtrucks.com to locate your nearest Ram dealer. And now, current competitive pickup owners finance and get $9,800 in total values on select all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Show everyone what you're capable of in the all-new 2019 Ram 1500, the strongest, most capable Ram 1500 ever, and the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. And don't miss the Ram Big Finish event going on now. On oldest 20% inventory of 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn models as of 12/4/18 and in dealer stock. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2300 Bighorn package value. Financing for all qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Current pickup must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase to be eligible. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 1/2/19.
Live better. That's the mission for MedSouth of Foley, providing quality care and equipment to their patients for over 30 years. Visit MedSouth on McKenzie Street or call 943-9119. Improving lives and community. MedSouth in Foley.
I'm Katarina Lukic for WKRG News 5. Mobile police are looking for two men wanted for a shooting that injured two people on Christmas Day. Police say Konaya DuBose and Dion Johnson were armed with rifles when they shot at a car with two adults and two children inside. The two adults were hit and taken to the hospital. Johnson was out on bond for a murder charge. He's awaiting trial for a 2016 murder. If you know where either Konaya DuBose or Dion Johnson are, please call Mobile Police. Authorities in Crestview say a homeless man almost blew up a church. Police say Christopher Stanton tried to light a cigarette on the gas stove in the church and left it on overnight. With that much gas, police say it could have leveled First Presbyterian Church of Crestview and damaged nearby buildings. Today is the visitation for a 15-year-old murdered in Mobile on Christmas Eve. Visitation for Ja'Cory Smith will be from 1 to 6 at Heritage Funeral Home on South Broad Street. Ja'Cory will be laid to rest after a celebration of life ceremony tomorrow. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Lukic.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Good morning, 648 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Clemson Tigers will be without three players officially now in tomorrow's Cotton Bowl playoff semifinal game, including starting defensive lineman Dexter Lawrence, after B samples of NCAA drug tests also showed trace amounts of a banned substance that they found in the A samples. The Tigers had been preparing for its Cotton Bowl Classic matchup with Notre Dame, assuming that Lawrence would not play. The junior, who is widely projected as a future first-round NFL draft pick, has not practiced with the team since Clemson learned of the initial positive test last week. Yesterday, Lawrence told media he had no idea how the substance got into his system and denied ever taking performance-enhancing drugs. Lawrence is draft eligible, and if this is the end of Lawrence's career at Clemson, he'll finish with 133 tackles, including 19.5 for a loss and 10.5 sacks. Yesterday, there were three more bowl games played. Duke beat Temple 56-27 in the Walk-On's Independence Bowl. Duke quarterback Daniel Jones threw for 423 yards and 5 touchdowns, and T.J. Romming caught 12 passes for 240 yards and 2 scores in the win. Wisconsin crushed Miami 35-3 in the New Era Pinstripe Bowl. Badgers running back Jonathan Taylor ran for 205 yards and a touchdown and was named the game MVP. And last night, Baylor beat Vanderbilt 45-38 in a shootout. Baylor quarterback Charlie Brewer threw for 384 yards and 2 touchdowns and also ran for 109 yards with another score. Vanderbilt running back Keyshawn Vaughn rushed for 243 yards and 2 touchdowns on only 13 carries. Starting today, plenty more college football bowl games over the weekend with lots of SEC teams in action. It all starts at 12:30 this afternoon when Auburn faces Purdue in Nashville's Music City Bowl. The Tigers are favored by 3.5 points. You can hear the game right here, as always, on FM Talk 106.5. The pregame show begins at 9:30 this morning. Tomorrow morning at 11, two SEC games, the Peach Bowl in Atlanta between number 7 Michigan and number 10 Florida, and the Belk Bowl between South Carolina and Virginia. At 12:15, Arkansas State faces Nevada in the Arizona Bowl. And after that, two games that the nation has been waiting for nearly a month. At 3 p.m., the first college football playoff semifinal game kicks off on ESPN with number 2 Clemson facing number 3 Notre Dame in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic. Clemson is favored by 13 points. After that, at 7 p.m., number 1 Alabama and number 4 Oklahoma finally face off in Miami in the Orange Bowl. Alabama will be without linebackers Terrell Lewis and Christopher Allen as they continue to recover from ACL injuries, as well as three players suspended earlier this week, including starting offensive lineman Deontay Brown. Nick Saban confirmed yesterday that Brown, Elliott Baker, and Kedrick James will not play again this season and may never suit up for Bama again after committing unannounced NCAA violations. Still, the odds makers feel good about Alabama's chances. The Tide are favored by 14 points over the Sooners. More bowl games coming up on Monday and Tuesday. We'll take a look at those on New Year's Eve. And as we enter the final days of 2018, the Associated Press announced this week that tennis star Serena Williams is the female athlete of the year, and basketball great LeBron James is the male athlete of the year. The award is given to the athletes that receive the most votes by AP members and editors. It's the fifth time that Serena has won the award and the third time that LeBron has won. 6:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. And this is awesome. They do it every year. If you're in town, head by Butch Cassidy's on Tuesday for the New Year's Day special. Black-eyed peas, collard greens, and ham, plus all New Year's Day bowl games. Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
For the Jubilee Roofing.com Traffic Center, we've got lots of showers moving through Mobile and Baldwin County. 90 in Rangeline. We've got an accident. Lights are acting up in Lawton Schillinger. And again, I-10 eastbound, just west of 181. We've got a car in the ditch. A lot of pooling on the roadways and a flash flood watch. Be careful. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years. That's the best rated roofing company in the area. With all this rain, if you've got leaks, they can help with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at ProfessionalCollision.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be in the lower 70s. Tonight, cloudy with a few showers, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news headlines of the day. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. 6:54 on your Friday morning. News out of George County, Mississippi, as a railroad car leaking ammonia has been discovered. According to the George County Sheriff's Department, anhydrous ammonia was found in the area of Weeks Road near Highway 613. They discovered this yesterday. Now, no evacuations were ordered in that area, but two roads were blocked off temporarily. The sheriff's officers there, sheriff's deputies, I should say, they advised residents in the area, though, to stay indoors. Anhydrous ammonia is described as a colorless gas with suffocating, pungent fumes and is used as an agricultural fertilizer and industrial refrigerant. All right, here's the sweet news I promised you. You have heard of Frios, I'm sure. I know we've had them at different events. You know those, the Pops, the Frios Pops.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so the former owner is describing this deal as a multi-million dollar deal. Frios founder Andy Harp, he announced the sale, of course, on social media. That's the way you do it. As for Frios, they have operations in all 36 locations in 10 states. And here's the announcement. Today, I watch my baby move away to the next stage of life. I have sold Frios in its entirety to a great guy out of Mobile who plans to continue to push Frios to a national brand. What started in my garage just 5 years ago has taken on a life of its own, and it's humbling to know that I started it. I look forward to seeing the company progress in all phases. So the person who purchased Frios in its entirety, Mobile's Cliff Kennedy. He's been a franchise owner in Mobile and Pensacola since May, and he says he plans to take the company even further. This is a big deal. He says he's going to bring in a Los Angeles marketing agency to take the brand and grow it nationally. So as far as the deal, because you always want to know how much money, all Harp is saying, quote, they made him an offer we couldn't refuse.
Isn't that
exciting? So some of their great brands, many of you have loved to enjoy, because they produce between 8,000 to 10,000 Frios Pops a day. Some of the flavors, Dalton.
Yeah.
Strawberry, ooh, chocolate, root beer, banana pudding. And it's pudding, not pudding.
No.
Pudding.
Not pudding.
Candy bar crunch, cereal and milk, coffee and donuts. Yum.
Got to try them all.
Yeah. So, you know, now that he'll have a little more free time, Harp is going to move on to working on, let me find it. Where did I have this note? This is really cool. Oh, great. I can't even find it now.
And I love how they're not just Pops. They're gourmet Pops.
He's going to focus on developing and growing a hydroponic grow farm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Have you ever had lettuce? In Alabama, not in California or Colorado.
There's one downtown Mobile.
Okay, cool.
That's coming our way if it's not already here. But if you've ever had lettuce from a hydroponic farm?
I don't think I have.
Delicious, delicious. Mm. Like butter lettuce. Have you ever seen that in the store?
I have. I've had butter lettuce.
Okay.
I was confused.
Look at the packaging, because that's the only reason why I knew where it came from. Other than that, I wouldn't have known. I would have thought it was a cabbage patch or something. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much, Kelly. Yeah, I need more butter lettuce in my life.
It's healthy, so good.
But it also has butter in the name. And I guess butter is healthy now. At least that's what...
Unless you can't believe it's not butter.
There it is. 657 now. On FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, more Mobile Mornings on the way. Check us out, fmtalk1065.com. Get your weather forecast with Dr. Bill on the other side of the hour.